Welcome to DNB College. Today we're building a subweight bassline turn in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple: make the bass feel heavy, controlled, and intentional when it changes direction. In drum and bass, that turn is a really important moment. It might be the end of a phrase, a little answer to the groove, or a pickup into the next bar. It's the moment where the bassline stops just being a loop and starts feeling like part of an arrangement. Why this works in DNB is because the bass is not only a sound, it's part of the engine. The turn gives the drop weight, momentum, and identity, but it has to do that without cluttering the low end. If you get it right, the drop feels like it's breathing. If you get it wrong, the sub gets smeared, the kick loses authority, and the whole groove feels smaller. So let's keep this beginner-friendly, but still proper. We're going to build the turn inside a real drop context, not in isolation, because bass and DNB only really makes sense when the drums are there. Start by setting up a simple drum loop at around 174 BPM. Keep it clean. Kick, snare, hats, and maybe a tucked-in break layer if you want, but nothing too busy yet. The snare needs space, and the kick needs its low-end pocket. If the drum loop is already crowded, simplify it before you touch the bass. That's a big beginner win right there. A bass turn can only feel powerful when the drum pocket is clear. Now build the bass source. You want two jobs happening here. One part owns the sub, and one part gives the note movement and character. In Ableton, a great starting point is operator or wave-eatable for the body, then saturator for weight, EQ8 to clean it up, and utility for mono control. If you'd rather start from a sample, use simpler and treat it the same way. Keep the sub clean. If you're using wave-eatable, a sine or near sine bass is enough. You do not need a huge sound to make a huge bass line. In fact, the cleaner the sub is, the heavier it often feels. Then add a movement layer if you need one, but keep that layer out of the deepest low end. A useful starting point is to high pass the movement layer somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz, depending on the sound, and keep the sub centered in mono. If you need some grit, use a small amount of saturation, maybe just enough to give the bass harmonics on smaller speakers. Don't crush it. You want weight, not mush. Now write the turn itself. Keep it simple. Don't start with a flurry of notes. Start with a strong note or two that fit the groove, then create a turn at the end of the bar. A beginner pattern might be a long sub note on beat 1, a short answer somewhere in the bar, and then a pickup note leading into the next bar. That's enough to make the phrase feel like it's moving. What to listen for here? Does the bass leave space around the snare? And does the groove still feel like something a DJ could mix without losing the pulse? If the answer is no, don't fix it with more sound design. Simplify the MIDI first. There are two main ways to think about the turn. One is sub-led, where the low end stays in charge and the pitch movement is subtle. That's great for rollers, darker cuts, and more minimal drops. The other is mid-led, where the sub stays steadier and the upper layer bends, filters, or accents the end of the phrase. That works better when you want a more obvious hook or a little neuro-style motion. For most beginners, the sub-led approach is the safest place to start. It keeps the phrase grounded and stops the low end from getting too wild. That's really important in DNB, because the weight often comes more from note length and envelope shape than from huge pitch movement. So shape the envelope carefully. Keep the attack short but not clicky. Use a release that's short enough to stay tight between notes. If the notes are too long, the turn will blur into the kick and snare. If they're too short, the bass may lose its body. You're aiming for something that steps into the next phrase, not something that wobbles around it. What to listen for now? Does the turn still feel anchored when the pitch changes? Or does the low end disappear too quickly? If it feels weak, the problem is often the note length, not the synth choice. Shorten the MIDI note first, then adjust the envelope, then touch the processing. Next, add the movement layer. This is where the bass starts to speak. You can duplicate the instrument or create a separate layer that handles harmonics and texture. Process that layer a little harder. Use autofilter, saturator, EQ8, and maybe a very light chorus ensemble if you need width above the low range. But be careful with stereo. Keep the deepest low-end mono. If you spread the bass too wide too low, it may sound exciting in headphones and then collapse in the club. A good rule is to keep the movement layer mostly above 120 to 180 Hz and let the sub own the bottom. Then use automation to make the turn speak. You do not need 5 different automations. One or two clear moves is usually enough. A great place to automate is the filter cutoff on the movement layer. Open it slightly on the final note or pickup, then close it back down, or add a tiny bit more saturator drive just on the turn. You can also lift the movement layer volume a touch at the phrase end. Keep it subtle. The bass should feel like it's leaning forward into the next bar, not suddenly turning into a special effect. This is why this works in DNB. The best bass turns are usually controlled, not dramatic. The drums are already doing a lot of the work. Your job is to give the phrase a clear answer while preserving the pocket. In a good drop, the bass supports the drums instead of swallowing them. Now bring it back into context with the kick and snare. Loop 4 bars and listen to the full groove. Don't judge the bass solo. In drum and bass, a bass line can sound massive on its own and still be wrong in the mix. Listen for whether the bass steals energy from the snare, whether the kick loses impact when the sub hits, and whether the bass tail spills into the next drum hit. If the kick is masked, shorten the bass note or move the turn slightly. Tiny timing changes can make a huge difference. If the snare feels smaller, reduce the upper bass around the snare beat or trim the note earlier. A quick trick is to mute the bass for one bar, then bring it back. If the groove suddenly feels bigger, the bass was probably overfilling the pocket. When the MIDI idea is working, this is the perfect moment to freeze and flatten or consolidate the bass to auto. That makes it much easier to trim tails, nudge the phrase, and tighten the groove against the drums. Printed audio also stops you from endlessly tweaking the synth when the real issue is arrangement timing. That's a very real beginner trap, by the way. Don't get stuck redesigning the same four bars forever. Commit, listen, and move forward. Now think about making it a phrase, not just a loop. A good DNB bass turn repeats with variation. Maybe the first four bars are the main statement, and the next four bars answer it with one small change. That change could be a brighter final note, a shorter pickup, a tiny bit more distortion, or a slightly different timing feel. You don't need a brand new bass line every bar. In fact, that can kill the pocket. Keep the main idea consistent, then vary one detail every four or eight bars. That's what gives the drop progression without losing its hook. Dancers respond to repetition with controlled change. DJs need something loopable, but listeners need to feel the phrase moving. The turn is how you get both. Now let's clean up the mix. Use EQ8 to remove unnecessary low end from the movement layer, probably somewhere below 80 to 150 Hz depending on the sound. If the bass feels muddy, check the 150 to 300 Hz area. If it feels harsh, look carefully around 2 to 5 kHz. Keep the sub centered with utility. Don't over-EQ the life out of it. The goal is readability, not surgery. A good test here is mono. Check the bass in mono before you call it done. If the sub disappears or the turn suddenly gets thin, the stereo content is too low or the widening is too aggressive. Keep the deep energy centered and let only the higher movement layer widen if needed. If you want one extra transition move, keep it small. A short reverse hit, a tiny pitch rise, a one-beat filter lift, or a muted drum fill can help the turn lead into the next phrase. But keep it DJ friendly. You want the listener to feel the phrase shift, not get pulled out of the track. One of the most useful darker DNB tips is this: use less pitch movement than you think. In heavy, underground drum and bass, menace often comes from a stable low note with a nasty harmonic edge, not from a flashy slide. Also, let the sub hold the room and let the mid-range do the talking. If the turn needs more aggression, put it in the harmonic layer, not in the whole low end. Another really practical move is to resample the turn once it works. Print it to audio, then chop the ending, reverse a tiny bit, or move the pickup around. That often feels more intentional than trying to keep everything live in MIDI. Audio lets you commit to the shape, and in bass music, commitment is powerful. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the turn too busy. A pile of extra notes at the end of the bar will blur the sub. Don't let the movement layer carry too much low end. Don't over-distort before the turn, because that can flatten the impact. And definitely don't write the bass without drum context. The drums are the judge here. If the turn doesn't translate on small speakers, don't just add more sub. Add a little more upper harmonic content on the final note, or give the movement layer a small saturation lift that helps the bass read on phones and smaller systems without ruining the club. Wait. So here's the big picture. A strong DNB bass turn is about weight, timing, and restraint. Build a clean sub, add controlled movement on top. Keep the deepest low end mono. Test it with the drums. Make the phrase breathe and only change what actually needs changing. Now try the exercise. Build a four-bar loop with a simple drum pattern, one bass source, and one movement layer. Keep it mono safe. Use no more than three automation moves. Make one clear turn at the end of bar four, and include at least one subtle variation in bars 3 and 4. If you want to push yourself, make two versions, one darker and more restrained, and one a little brighter or more aggressive, using the same MIDI notes. That's the game. Get the bass solid, let the turn speak, and make the drop feel like it's moving forward. If it sounds heavy in context, reads clearly in mono, and the snare still hits with attitude, you've got a proper DnB bass turn.